I didn't always prioritize the quality of the protein I eat. And that's okay. Early in my weight loss journey, it wasn't about grass-fed, grass-finished, hormone-free, organic. I was simply trying to eat less and eat less sugar. And for me, that was the right choice. I'm glad I took a gradual approach. Trying to do it all at once would have been overwhelming and confusing. And I've certainly done the all or nothing, all in or all out approach. And it just wasn't right for me. I wasn't consistent. But once I got consistent with my first step, which was overeating less frequently, and then eating less sugar and fewer processed foods, then I began to add in different nutritional priorities. And these priorities were based on what my body needed. My next priority was based on my own health. I was super sensitive to carbohydrates because of my insulin resistance. And I had polycystic ovarian syndrome, an issue stemming from estrogen dominance. So I had to start working on my hormonal dysfunction. Because of that, I started paying attention to the quality of the meat I was eating. The animal products, so meat and also dairy and cheese. I guess dairy is cheese, right? It would have been really hard to move towards hormone balance if I was eating foods that had been treated with growth hormones. And I was. Conventionally raised animals are often treated with growth hormones to accelerate their rate of growth, and it became really important for me to avoid these hormones. It is common practice for animals to be administered estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and other hormones. And side note, many countries, including Europe, have banned this practice, but the United States has not. So in improving the quality of the meat I was eating and working to avoid hormone-treated animals, I was also reducing my exposure to toxins. The meat of conventionally raised animals is higher in toxins and pesticides. Toxins are tough to avoid in meat products than they are in produce because the toxins are stored in the fat of the animal. And when we consume animal products that are not organic, these toxins get stored in our body fat. And toxic body fat is harder to burn than body fat that is less toxic. So I started to also look for meat that had not been treated with antibiotics. If I need a course in antibiotics, I'm going to see my doctor. But consuming meat from animals who are routinely treated with antibiotics means that I am routinely being treated with antibiotics. And the damage to the human microbiome is very, very real. And it impacts everything from immunity to sleep to metabolism and mood. Conventionally raised animals are often fed grains, because grain-based feeds are less expensive and they accelerate growth, not just in the animal, but you are what you eats. And this leads to, in addition to just more hormonally insensitive meat, also meat that is higher in pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids, whereas grass-fed and grass-finished animals have meat that is higher in the anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. So making better meat choices has been a priority for me for a few years. And until recently, I've been very spoiled. I sent out an email to my VIP list the other day, and I explained that meat purchases for me recently got a lot more challenging. So I moved to Cape Cod, which is an island, a month or so ago. And since then, I'm finding these products harder to find and also more expensive. Everything's more expensive here. So I switched to ButcherBox. Now, this is not an ad. I am not an affiliate. They are not a sponsor. I'm just a regular customer sharing why I made this switch and why I felt like I needed to. So as I explained in the VIP list, which you can join if you're not on it, it's totally free. There's a button in the blog. I explained that the quality of ButcherBox is seriously amazing and the convenience of having it shipped to my door is appealing. And it's also helping me save money compared to what I'm spending on stuff that's available here. One reader of the email didn't believe me, and she sent a few emails saying, there's no way this saves you money, and that I should be more accurate in my emails. And you know, I will say I take honesty very seriously. I have no reason in the world to lie, and I have to say, for the first time, I can really empathize with people who live in parts of the country where it isn't that easy or that affordable to find great quality meat. It might not be less expensive for you based on where you live and what you're spending on groceries, but it is for me. Your reality isn't mine, mine isn't yours, and if it's not more affordable for you, that doesn't mean that it's not more affordable for somebody else. When I lived west of Boston in a big city, that reader might have been right. It probably would have been cheaper for me to keep buying meat at the grocery store. It would have been worth it, even if I had to go to a couple of different places to find the level of quality that matters to me. But not all of us are fortunate enough to live in an area where it's accessible or where it's reasonably priced. So after I moved a couple months ago, I had one 90 plus minute trip to Whole Foods. It took me 33 minutes to get there. It took me 38 minutes to get back plus time shopping. I commented to my boyfriend, not only did that take forever compared to, you know, I had two Whole Foods within 10 minutes where I lived before this. I said, the prices are so much higher on Cape. And he said, yep, island living. And I'm sure it's even worse in remote areas of the country, because while the Cape is an island, it's certainly not remote. So the higher price of food plus the gas prices to drive to stores that are further away and the time spent, yeah, skeptical reader, it actually is more affordable for me to buy from ButcherBox and significantly more convenient. But I can relate to the skepticism because this is the first time in my life where I felt like it was a challenge to buy the quality I'm used to. I've been spoiled. But it's not just about the money, right? When you go into a grocery store to evaluate the protein that you buy, all you know or see is what they tell you. You often see grass-fed, but you might not see grass-fed and grass-finished. Or you might see organic, but you don't see pasture-raised. You only know what they tell you. And you usually are being told only what they want you to know. So that's another huge part of my draw to ButcherBox. Again, not an ad. I'm just a regular customer. They prioritize quality and they tell you exactly what they means to them, that means to them for each product. And if you aren't sure, you can call or email or ask. Their beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished. It's hard to find both in stores. It's never given antibiotics or hormones, and they exclusively work with ranchers who treat the animals humanely and feed them a natural to the animal diet. Their chickens are free-range, organic, and pasture-raised. Their pork products, including bacon that does not have sugar added, comes from animals that are never treated with antibiotics or hormones. They work exclusively with farms that do not administer ractopamine, a growth accelerator. And you can customize your shipment, which I do. I don't need the super expensive steaks, but I do want the chicken thighs. I do want the sugar-free bacon. And you can determine if you want your shipment monthly or if you'd prefer it every other month. You can cancel any time. And there's another honest consideration about convenience and cost savings when you have your meat shipped to your door. You avoid impulse purchases at the grocery store. When I can completely avoid the grocery store, my food choices are better. When my meat shipment comes to my door, it doesn't have a pint of Halo Top or a block of cheese or a piece of dark chocolate. And I'm all about the things that make it easier to make great choices. And that doesn't just help me make great choices, it also helps my budget. So even if some of the items do cost more, while many for me cost less, I still spend less on food overall because I'm not buying snacks or processed foods, drinks or desserts, and that's undeniable. But these days for me, even if it did cost more, I'll pay more for my health. And that was not always my priority. But it is now. And like I said at the start, it's okay if it's not your first priority. I completely respect budgeting, and I want it to be a gradual transition for everybody. So I've done a couple of episodes, and I've linked to them in the blog. One was on eating well on a budget, and the other is a bunch of meal ideas where each meal is under $1.99 per serving. All right? So definitely check those out. If you're somebody that says, I can't afford that, I totally get that. I respect it. I don't think it's for everybody. And I have a bunch of budget-friendly resources on the podcast. So check out the links in the blog. If you do decide to give ButcherBox a try, let me know what you think. I am pretty excited about the fact that every shipment comes with a reusable insulated shopping bag. It's the little things. Have a great day, guys.